Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Clint Sterner out today, should be back in tomorrow. Paul Gallant stepping in, had a good time with Paul.
It's been fun, man.
It is. I feel like the crosstalk when you were on the In the Loop, I think that's the first time we ever talked.
We've nodded at each other, I think, at NRG Stadium.
As we walked past, yeah.
Yeah. It's only been a nod. It's never been more than
that.
I
think that's the first time we talked.
It's been great getting to know you, man. Seriously, I've had fun today.
It has been fun. It has been fun. Coming up again after us, the D'Amico Ryan show should be very jovial.
You're good.
Be a happy one right there. And I believe you will also hear from Mark Vandermeer.
Rock and roll.
Amazing. Vandermeer coming up.
You guys good?
I'm good now.
I've got to see this video because I feel like maybe that's the look on Andre's face. Man, y'all good? You good over there? Champ. Touchdown.
I want D'Amico to walk in like he's Vince McMahon. Just strut in after this greatest fourth quarter comeback in Texans history.
God, it had to take somebody. It had to take them. It had to take them all they had not to say, "You good?" I think that's what I think I said that to myself. I was listening. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, Texans All Access, D'Amico Ryan's coaches show coming up right behind us. And after that, Monday Night Football, courtesy of Westwood One. A really, really good matchup. The world champs, Philadelphia Eagles, will take on the Green Bay Packers. That is tonight. Westwood One heard right here on Sports Radio 610. Be ready for T-Mill's Best Bets. That's coming up as well here in the next few minutes as we get rolling through. All right. The Texans stayed alive. Stayed alive.
Stayed alive.
They did. He's feeling it now. Stayed alive and got themselves to 4-5. They should win next week on the road. We hope on the road in Tennessee to get their record to 5-5. However, they pulled it off. The way they pulled it off, I think all of it matters, Paul. Where is your mindset after that game, after watching that game coming up? Where is your mindset now with this team?
I'm relieved that the season isn't over. They lose, you're 3-6.
Right. Yeah,
it's over. You still have tiebreakers over Baltimore right now. Baltimore, I think, is going to be right back in the mix, perhaps atop the AFC North.
You take a look at that schedule, Tyler. You take a look at that Baltimore Ravens schedule. It is. I think the rest of their schedule, I think they played their most difficult game.
They'll win the North.
Last week, or this Sunday.
Steelers are not convincing.
At Minnesota, I don't think they have another game tougher than that.
Must be nice.
They got the Flaccos next. They ain't got nobody left. The Steelers games are going to be the big ones for them. Mm-hmm. But I think
they have a Patriots game as well.
Oh, that's right.
We'll see if the Patriots are what they could be. 8-2. I have doubts as a Pats fan even about that 8-2 record. The defense has some questions.
They're trying to push it. They won their two toughest games on their schedule.
I know, right?
On the road at Buffalo, on the road Tampa.
I don't want to get too cocky. It's good. Slow, cool that they're good again.
They're ahead of schedule. I'm with you. But Baltimore is coming, I'm with you. They have a chance, but again, they've got to pick it up.
Oh,
Oh, for sure.
And I think D'Amico, he said as much as like, hey, man, we got to – and I'm sure after last night and today, it's more, hey, guys, hey Frank.
Frank's got to pick it up.
Hey, boss, I don't know what's happening over there, but that like we can't do that. We can't win games like that.
My down bad moment was if they lose this game – Frank Ross has got to go. There's got to be some sort of sacrificial lamb. That was a disastrous special teams performance today, but they overcame it. And now
there was some stuff I had even forgotten. That was bad. I forgot the penalty that extended a drive.
Right. There's 11 penalties yesterday. You know,
that has continued.
Still an undisciplined team. Kamari Lassiter. That's a point of emphasis going into the year that everyone knew about. You can't stand over somebody and taunt them. But to bring it back to the good. For the first time, I think, all year, if D'Amico Ryans wants to tell us that the offense is improving and getting better, he's not gaslighting us. Because there's been a little bit of that with D'Amico Ryans at some of these press conferences where the way that he's talking about things, hey, we all have eyes and we've been seeing things long enough. We're not seeing the improvement you're telling us is happening. But I think the last couple of weeks against San Francisco, yes, a banged up defense. Parts of against Denver when CJ Stroud was healthy, and yesterday from the, I guess, fourth quarter on,
yeah.
There are steps forward. Can you keep those steps forward?
Yeah, I was really impressed by the players. I talked about that a little bit earlier, and I think that's the other thing. They were able to survive through a lot of things. Right, I'm not going to fully put it on something like some of those special teams. Man, we got to be able to make tackles. Like, you know, Davis.
Don't slide.
Yeah, on one knee.
like the long snapper
like
did.
Like you're in the middle of Footloose, the movie. but like Davis Mills patting his chest on that first pick afterwards. Like, yeah, you got to clean some stuff up. But I was really impressed that they were able to fight through what I believe preparation by their coaching staff that failed them. Tyler and Paul, my mind is as boggled what they came up with from the offensive line decision to go into this game, a must-have game. It's as wild as my mind takes me when they sat down the offseason and said, all right, 8 sacks in Kansas City ended our season. We struggled with the offensive line situation the whole way. This is what we're going to do. We're going to trade Laremy Tunsil. We're going to bring in Lincoln Thompson. Cam Robinson, who's gone. $14 million. We're only going to draft one lineman, and we're going to wait till about the second round to get him. And Ariante Ursary, who struggled with above average pass rushers. And we're going to bring in this Andrews fella that I didn't know of. Like, It's what they decided to do, bringing 62 off the practice squad right into the lineup and not starting either one of the guards who they had been yo-yoing
crazy.
In was just wild to me. And we saw them in drives, sacks, and just blown up plays with those decisions. But them to continue to fight through that, Davis to fight through that.
Yeah.
Like Juice Scruggs, man, you could understand how he's feeling some kind of way when some guy of the practice squad comes in front of him.
Crazy. And they love their expatriates. Okay, number 62, an expatriate. Jake Andrews, Trent Brown. They could have traded for Joe Tooney this offseason. Nick Caserio drafted Joe Tooney.
Yeah, they could have.
Fourth
yeah.
round pick. That's all it would have taken. That would have made a lot more sense than anything they did this offseason.
I just can't believe they said, hey, Nick Cayley, man, this is what we're going to do with you and Davis this week, man. Game on the line. Got to have it, man. Three guys who've not
City
played.
Sal.
Three guys who've not played together. And yeah. when the Jags did that stunt, they looked like three guys who had not five guys who had not played together and not did a lot right. of passing off stunts to each other. Now they struggled last year and they all played together the whole way. So, for them to fight through it through that, all the players, that was the defense just to fight through the special teams. And that time period where the offense couldn't really put it together and continue to get the ball back for them, I give it a lot to the players. And I would hope that D'Amico and the coaching staff, I think, does a better job of getting those guys in the best position possible to play. All right, T-Mill, what you got here? Let's get to your best bets as the people try to make some money here. You know, when he gets on the heater, it's time to jump on that trade with him or fading. What do you got? What do you got tonight?
Very fair. Yeah, we got one more game left in Week 10 around the NFL. It is tonight. You can hear it right here, as Ron mentioned, courtesy of Westwood One. It is the Packers and Eagles, and I got four bets in this one for you. First, Vegas has this game as a pick'em, a toss-up. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers to win this game tonight at Lambeau against the Eagles. Next, I'm on the over in this game. Now, I teased mine down a little bit. I believe the actual line for the over-under is set at about 45.5. I teased it down to 44 and took the over.
I like it.
Over 44 points. Then two player props finish us out, one from each squad. First, I got the quarterback, the Channel View kid, Jalen Hurts, over 26.5 rushing yards. 26.5 rushing yards for Jalen. And then the running back for Green Bay, Josh Jacobs. I got over 69.5 rushing yards. Yes, very nice. 69.5 rushing yards over for Josh Jacobs. Those are your four best bets. Do y'all love any of those? Do you hate any of them?
A couple of things. One, I don't know if you and Paul were on the same page of why the 69.5 done it for you. I felt like, I don't know if Paul enjoyed because he really believes Jacobs to take the over on that, or is it just the nastiness?
I just heard the number.
So it is the nastiness.
Which
so
is
you
fair.
So you two are right on wavelength.
Mm-hmm. I'm a child.
And I mean, and you do it just putting your stuff up. Yeah, I love that.
You know I'm always horny on a Reaction Monday.
Jalen Hurts, Parsons is going to chase him off his spot a good four times. They'll probably have a couple of design runs. So I like that one. If I didn't have to pay for, you know, these floors and that new air conditioning unit, I would jump.
Oh, that's brutal.
And furnace. I would jump right in on that with you.
Oh, he's just cheap.
The Packers, I don't call it cheap.
Bargain hunter, my bad.
It's financially responsible.
That's what I like to
prudent.
Call it. But Jalen Brown said on Starting Five on Netflix. Anyway, Packers pick them. You just never know which one of them bastards are going to show up. I mean, you don't. Is it the team that scored 10 against the Browns? Where they scored 10 against the Panthers, too? How the Panthers go into the Lambeau and beat the Packers and then go home and lose to the damn Aints? Or that team that goes out and destroys teams like they did the Lions the first week. Who knows? I would stay away from that. But the over, I like that.
Will A.J. Brown read a book? That's what I want to know. Can you bet on that?
Kelsey? Yeah.
Maybe.
I think he's picked a different book this time. Paul, great job, man. Appreciate
Thanks, Ron.
You, man.
This has been a blast.
It was. It was a lot of fun. Tyler, great job as always. Clint should be back in tomorrow as we roll through. I am Ron, the show Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. All right with me.
Just one look at you. D-Mills gets it done.
He said D. Mills?
Yes.
Wendon Davis become D. Mills.
That's the best part.
Whoa, Vandy. And he hit us with a D. Mills card.
D. Mills gets it done.
Vandy's got his hands up in the air. The funniest part is, because Robert Hensley, he's celebrating a little bit. He's got a smirk on his face. Aaron in the background has his hands up. Andre Ware, stoic.
Touchdown! D. Mills gets it done. Here comes the general. Seemed impossible
to fail. Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.